This date, May the 25th, is one of the most important days in my life, for it was on this day 6 years ago that I was honored to be ordained a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. For me, one of the things that I have come to appreciate over these last 6 years is a particular dimension of our relationship with God, and it's called the providence of God, God's providential care. And this morning, by sharing a little bit about my story and the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, I want to help us think, what do we mean when we say that God cares for us providentially? I want to read to you a definition of the providence of God taken from the Harper Bible Dictionary, and it goes like this. Providence is the belief that God has a plan and purpose for his world. So he has a plan, he has a purpose. And our definition goes on to say what that plan and purpose is. Where the Creator is actively involved in moving his creation to a goal. History is not a cyclical process of endless repetition. History is being moved towards a predetermined end. So our understanding as Christians, that God's providential movement understands that there is a linear direction and that history is moving towards a climactic moment. And of course, along the way, there are very many significant moments in the unfolding of God's providential plan. As we'll hear in this evening, or if you're at Mass tomorrow, our reading from Revelation, where we read Revelation 22, St. John has the vision of the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, and the new earth, where God is all in all. And that for us is the understanding of God's providential goal, that God in Christ will be in all. And here's the point that is important for us. And this is the remarkable thing, that your little life, my little life, that God wants to work in and through us in order to see the unfolding of this remarkable providence that he is enacting. And we see this on play in a particular way in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles. If you're familiar with the Acts, you'll know that in chapter 15, the first council of the church was held in Jerusalem. And the key point that the church needed to determine was the following. Do Gentiles need to be circumcised in order to be Christians? And this was an incredibly important discussion, and St. Paul was the clearest proponent, saying, no, Gentiles do not have to undergo circumcision in order to be Christians. For the rite of circumcision was one of the signs of the old covenant. The sign of the new covenant is the Eucharist. So remember, this is chapter 15, and the reading that Pam did for us this morning is the very next chapter, chapter 16. And here we read the following, that Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and had him circumcised. But wait a minute, Paul. The previous chapter, we read that you said circumcision wasn't necessary in order for people to be Christians. But he, Paul, discerned something, that in the providence of God, it was important for Timothy to be circumcised because, you see, he had a Jewish mother who was a believer and his father was a Greek unbeliever. And within rabbinic law, the line of the matrinal line was the one where the faith of the child was in relation to the mother. And so Paul understood that for the Jews in that area, for him and for Timothy to be able to have a voice that would be heard, in this case, circumcision was important because it served God's overall purposes. And indeed, St. Luke tells us Paul had Timothy circumcised because the Jews who were in those places knew that his father had been a Greek. So what is Paul wanting to do? He's wanting to ensure that the gospel message can be heard by more and more people. And circumcision of Timothy in this case was an important dimension of that. Now, we read, as we go on into that passage, that one door after another in Asia was closed, and Paul was not able to go where he thought he should. And then St. Luke tells us, when Paul had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia. Because remember, he had a vision of a man saying to him, come over here, come over here. And then Luke says, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. Now here's the point I want to make this morning. To cooperate in the purposes of God's providential working requires the discernment of the Holy Spirit interacting with our conscience, both individually, but also corporately as the church. And what happens when this intersection occurs, there is a conviction that takes us in a certain direction. In March of 2012, I had the conviction that in order to be faithful to Jesus Christ, I had to become a Roman Catholic. Now, I did not know what that meant. I didn't even know if it would mean that I would one day be ordained. But the remarkable thing is that 14 months later, in May of 2013, something happened that if you had said to me in May of 2011, Jonathan, you will become a Roman Catholic priest, I would have said you are absolutely, maybe even out of your mind. But here's the thing I'm learning. Like Paul, one day at a time, we need to discern what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing in our lives. And to follow God's providential plan will be both painful and exhilarating. Now think about it. Timothy is an adult male who is circumcised before the age of anesthetic. That would have been incredibly painful in that young man's life. And similarly, in our lives, when we seek to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, there are ways that that can be painful. I know that for me, one of the things that was most challenging were the people who thought, Jonathan's gone loopy. What's he doing becoming a Catholic? And the difficulty and the challenge that it was for our family to try to understand and apprehend the decision that we had made. But to follow God's providential care is also glorious. Because St. Paul went to Macedonia, do you know what he did? He established the church of Philippi. And if you read Philippians, you discover that it's called the letter of joy. Because from beginning to end, there is this theme of infused joy. Because St. Paul rejoices in the Philippian church, particularly for the way they extended generosity to the church in Jerusalem that was impoverished. And Philippi was one of the most generous congregations in contributing to Paul's collection. And I would say the same for me, that to discover the providential care of God has also been exhilarating. As I said, this is the 6th anniversary of my ordination, and today the church celebrates the only English doctor of the church, the Venerable Bede, who wrote the authoritative history of the Anglo-Saxon people. And so my Anglican roots, my English background, is part of what has made me the person I am today. And the people that mentored me in the years that I was an Anglican taught me the Bible. They gave me a love for Scripture. And I can count to 4 or 5 Anglican priests who were to me like Paul was to Timothy. And then, as I've mentioned before, the central place that Peter played in my conversion is fundamental. And so to be the pastor of a church that is under the patronage of the Apostle Peter is another expression of God's providential care in my life. It's hard to trust in God's providence. And it's one of the things that the world opposes. And that's why Jesus in the Gospel speaks about those who will hate us. Because we are men and women who in this world are saying, no, there is a plan, there is a purpose, there is one who is guiding creation to its goal. So let me conclude by sharing with you again part of our collect. And listen now to how our collect is a collect that celebrates God's providential care. Through baptism, you have been pleased to confer on us a heavenly life. Grant, we pray, that those you render capable of immortality by justifying them, listen to this next part, may by your guidance attain the fullness of glory. And that, in a nutshell, is providence. By God's guidance, we will share in the fullness of glory. On this sixth anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood, I am grateful that in God's providence, He has brought me to you so that together here at St. Peter's, we can know that God is guiding us towards creation's goal, which in the new heaven and the new earth will be to share in the fullness of glory. Thanks be to God for his providential care.